Protesters in Uinta County have engaged in a constant two-month vigil near land which is set to become the first tar sands strip mine in the United States. Individuals have camped out, living on the land in opposition to the proposed clearing of 212 acres, which will be used for the construction of the mine. Protest efforts escalated Monday as 80 land defenders went on site to the U.S. oil sands processing plant construction area, locking themselves to equipment and creating physical blockades with their bodies. Jessica Lee, speaking on behalf of the protesters, says the issue of the mine creation has been in court for years, with many individuals protesting the project. She says Monday's protest was specifically targeted to what protesters believe is the company's trespassing on tribal land. Lee says the EPA sent a letter in mid-June informing U.S. oil sands that the area on which they plan to build their processing plant in eastern Utah is within Indian territory. Lee claims the company proceeded to clear the land for construction despite awareness that they do not possess the proper permits to do so. UPR spoke with Cameron Todd, chief executive officer of U.S. Oil Sands, earlier this week, who claims the company has received no such letter.
The project has been approved by all the branches of government that are relevant. It's been through numerous appeals, significant scientific and environmental review, passed with all flying colors, and has withstood every appeal that's been granted against it, and is currently in process of being constructed.
Todd says the protesters are trespassing, which could be dangerous for themselves and workers. Protesters say that because the area is traditionally Ute land, the company is trespassing, not protesters. Lee says strip mining permanently destroys the environment, puts water at risk, and that refining in the area will negatively impact air quality.
The company states that no water is going to be used or very little water is going to be used in their extraction process because they have a wonderful magical chemical derived from citrus that somehow is going to make this safer, which is a blatant lie. That chemical, the limonene, when mixed with the bitumen, is actually going to be releasing carcinogens into the wilderness and into the water.
Lee says the protest has been long running and will not soon lose steam. For more information on the story, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.